But let me guess, you are stuck saying, that's not my job as a project manager, yet your job description says other duties may apply. Could being a generalist be the superpower you're ignoring? Let's jump into today's point number one, resourcefulness. See, experience in resource-constrained environments makes generalists efficient with limited tools and personnel. Why is this important, family? See, projects often face budget cuts, resource constraints, while requiring creative resource allocation. I remember there was a time, family, you mind if I tell a brief story, where I was working for this organization and they eliminated a Microsoft project. It was like, wait a minute, hold on. You know that is the tool that we're using to track how the project is performing with regards to building out this beautiful, this massive schedule. And they were like, hey, you're going to have to use Excel. It was like, oh, okay. So some project managers, of course, you know, they panic and they were, and well, I won't even use the word panic. They were frustrated that they had to use Excel. But me, I was like, okay, well, I'll just export this out and make sure that I'm tracking in Excel. Was it more challenging? Yes, because you had to manually touch it compared to Microsoft Project, where it's more automated. So, but it forced you to pay attention to your schedule much more. I share that story with you because a lot of times in organizations, or even if you're running your own business, you have to be resourceful. Here's my actionable tip. Maintain a directory of free or low-cost project management resources for quick access when budgets get tight. Point number two, balance leadership style. See, generalists adapt their leadership approach based on team dynamics and project needs. It's important, family, that you don't lead every project like you last, you don't lead every project like you led the previous project. Why do I say that? Because you may have different project team members, you have different stakeholders, and it's about why, the reason why this is important, because flexibility in leadership fosters trust and productivity within a diverse team. There's been many times where I had to be more engaging with the team. And when I use engaging, I'm really kind of hiding behind micromanaging. And if you've been paying attention and watching me long enough, you know how much I am not a fan of micromanagement. But a lot of times you need that in the beginning, dealing with certain teams because of the fact of maybe they weren't held to the accountability that you need them to be held at. And you need to work with them. And then eventually, and I do it much sooner than later to just let go and allow them to be in a position so they can have success. But you first need to set the expectation. And setting the expectation is holding them accountable. Here's my actionable tip. Use leadership assessment tools to better understand how to adjust your leadership style for different teams. See, when I look at a team, I put them through tests. If I assign a particular task item to them, or if they say, hey, they're going to get back to me on a certain situation, I don't do anything. And if I don't hear response based on their word or when they say they're going to get back to me, I'll follow up. So I'm keeping that in the back of my mind. See, as a project manager, you have to have a memory of ensuring that when people say they're going to do something, before you go in a state of really trying to hold them even more accountable, meaning you're setting up additional meetings just to ensure they said that they were going to deliver what they said they were going to deliver. Quick update real quick, family. I wanted to make sure that you take advantage of that ebook that I put out. It's in the link. It's 8 Secrets to Real World Success. What I love about this book, actually, and I'm actually going to put it on Amazon as well. So I'm reorganizing and rewriting some things, but it's free for you because of how much you guys have really just given me an opportunity to talk about the thing that I love, that I really hope you fall in love with, called project management. Also, I have 8 AI prompts to assist you with project artifacts to really start your journey. Actually seen this somewhere where someone is charging probably like $49, $59. So I'm thinking, hey, I need to do something for the family. So again, you got these 8 AI prompts. If you have any questions, you know how to find me. Reach out to me. All right, let's jump back in today's episode. Point number three, diverse communication style. Generalists can literally tailor communications to fit technical teams, stakeholders, as well as executive. I always talk about your communication, even in this book, The Magnetic Project Manager, I talk about the different communication styles, because you need to be able to talk to a technical team and understand what they're saying. Dealing with your stakeholders, you have to understand that type of conversation. And then executive, I'll give you an example for executive. When you talk to executives, they want to know at a very high level, hey, where are we at in this project? Are you facing any impediments or you have any issues? And what are the next steps? They don't want to go into all the details. They don't want to go into all of that. And the last and final one is making sure, hey, do you need our help for some? Do you need one of us to push one of our direct reports to get what you need? So really just understanding that when you talk to different teams of that nature. So why is this important? Because clear communication reduces misunderstanding as well as it improves stakeholder engagement. The biggest thing is you need stakeholder engagement. You need project team engagement. And most of all, you definitely need executive engagement. So understanding these pieces will help you to be more successful. Here's my actionable tip. Develop personalized stakeholder engagement plans that really outline your preferred communication method. Point number four, adaptability across industries. As I shared with you, I've been blessed to work in so many different industries, which has been amazing, because what it has done for me, it's allowed me to transition smoothly between industries by applying universal project management principles. If you haven't listened or watched the episode that I created about looking at what you're currently doing, if you're not a project manager, but you've taken those skill sets and transition them in to project management, there's a lot of things that you're doing that you don't even realize that are project management related. That's why it's important. But I hope that you're listening and watching this video, because it'll really help you grow as a project manager when you decide to step in here. So why is it important? Business today faces rapid market changes. Look at AI, look at how we are transitioning from more of a global economic versus how it was more domestic. So there's always constant changes. So as a project manager, you need to be adaptable to handle these new challenges without steep learning curves. Here's my actionable tip. Dedicate time monthly to read industry reports. Listen to this episode. Yes, it was a very the shameless plug, but listening to these type of episodes, reading the content, the ebook that I put out, it's important, family, because it's going to set you up for success. I want to make sure that if you make the decision to get into this thing that I love, that I hope you fall in love with, that you have the necessary toolkit to have success in your career. All right. Point number five, process flexibility. Generalists can implement agile, waterfall, or use a hybrid approach when the project demands. And not every project requires to leverage a Scrum framework or leverage a feature-driven development type framework, or to leverage XP. I mean, I can go on and on, but the point of it is you need to be able to be flexible enough to look at the project and say, okay, what type of approach are we going to actually go with here? And then when you look at it and say, okay, we're going to go with a waterfall. All right, well, we're going to define all of our requirements up front to outline what our scope is going to be. So again, why is this important? Because tailoring processes increase efficiencies and project success. Here's my actionable tip. Assess each project complexity and goals before choosing a project management methodology. Point number six, enhance time management. If you're like me, and if you've ever had to manage multiple projects, it sharpens the ability to prioritize tasks effectively. It gets to a point where you don't have time to sit there and chit chat on one of your calls. Just like, here's the agenda. This is what we're going to talk about. Anything outside of that, we'll put it in what we call the parking lot. What is the parking lot? The parking lot is saying, these are things that are not that valuable or important, but I don't want to discredit what you're talking about. We can come back and either, if it's that important, we can either have a one-on-one so we don't take up the team's time, or we can talk about it in the next meeting. But we need to cover these things because this is the value. These things are going to provide value to the actual project. Why is it important? Poor time management leads to missed deadlines and project failures. My actionable tip is to use the Eisenhower metric to categorize tasks by urgency and most of all, important. Point number seven, broaden professional network. Working across industries, family, this is really expanded my project management professional network. I don't know why I did that. It just felt like I was singing a song or something. You know, I had to do the hand. But anyway, I digress. Why is it important? A large network offers access to resources, support, and you know my favorite word, collaboration opportunity. Here's my actionable tip. Attend industry-specific networking events, even things outside of what you normally would attend, because you want to get into these different events. And yeah, it's going to be uncomfortable. I'm not even going to lie to you. I haven't this far, and I plan on keeping my word as we talk. But it's going to allow you to really get exposed to certain things and just staying active in professional groups, like the Magnetic Project Management group that is coming soon. I know you guys have been looking for it and waiting for it. It is coming. I'm going to run a beta test for you guys just to get a couple people in. And at that point, we'll continue to expand. Point number 8, versatility in tools and software. Generalists are familiar with a wide range of project management tools. Reason why this is important is because tool proficiency allows for seamless integration into any team or project. My actionable tip: stay certified or train in the top project management tools. Here's some of my favorites: Jira, Asana, Microsoft Project, and Smartsheets, even ClickUp. I'll even like ClickUp and Monday.com. You don't need to be an expert. You just need to have a basic understanding of it first. And then, depending on what organization you go to, because see, what I've learned is if I had such a deep knowledge in all of these tools, an organization may not have it set up that way. I've worked at an organization where they leveraged Asana, but they didn't use the full suite of Asana. They used certain aspects of it because that one was relevant to them. And so you want to have a really broad, I should have said a broad, not a basic, but a really broad understanding of these tools. And when you're at that organization, that's when you want to dig in deep, have a deep knowledge and know where to go get the information if you have to go deep on that particular tool, because that is important too. I'm not saying going there with just the basics. I'm saying I want to expound on that, is saying that it's important to have a broad overview of it. And then when you're in that organization, you should be really getting a deep understanding of it. And that's going to help you carry over into any other organization you go into, because once you get a deep understanding, you're going to know where to go to figure out things easier. This is why when I always get the question like, what tool, project management tool that I should be really studying and going after? I name them: Smartsheets, Microsoft Project, Jira, Asana, Monday.com, ClickUp. They're like, this is a lie. I was like, and Smartsheets, I like, yes, exactly, because there's not a standard tool anymore. See, Microsoft Project used to be the standard, the platinum tool that project managers use when I first got into this game of project management, but it's no longer that way. There are other tools out there that actually provide this, you know, provide value as a project manager. Here's my bonus for you. Big picture vision. Generalists can connect project deliverables to a broader project objective. And the reason why this is important, because a strategic perspective ensures that projects deliver real business value. Here's my actionable tip. During project initiation, clearly communicate how the project supports the company's long-term strategy. Again, family, just as a reminder, I want to let you know I got that 8 Secrets to Real World Success. It's a mini ebook, so check it out. Also, I got the 8 AI prompts to assist you. The link will be somewhere. You'll be able to find it or be in my bio somewhere where you can pick it up. So check it out. I really think that'll really bless you and it'll be a lot of good value for you. So I hope you pick that up. Transformational remarks, and then I'll be on my way. Number 1, balanced leadership. Again, the reason why balanced leadership is important, because of the flexibility you need as you lead different projects. And this fosters trust and productivity within a diverse team. So understand, by using leadership assessment tools to better understand how to adjust your leadership style for different teams. Also having one-on-ones with those individuals as well to understand how would they like to be communicated to, so you can set the expectation early so there's no misunderstanding. Number 2, resourcefulness. Being able to be flexible all around is going to be very important. Being able to maintain a directory of free or low-cost project management resources for quick access definitely when you, the budgets are tight. And number three, adaptability across industries. This is important because business today face rapid market changes. Like I mentioned, AI going from more of a domestic to a global economy. So being adaptable allows project managers to handle these new challenges without steep learning curves. And my actionable tip would be dedicate time monthly to read industry reports or even case studies. And most of all, listen to these episodes, check out the free material and even some of the paid material that I'm putting out, because again, I really believe it's going to serve you. It's going to give you the necessary value you need if you're making the transition to project management, or if you're in a project management role. I believe there's so much value there. Well, family, as usual, I go by the name ED. For all you smart and intelligent folks out there, listen, that just simply means Ed. I appreciate you as always. Let me know what was your biggest takeaway or your biggest aha out of today's episode. I'll be looking to hear it. Until next time.